So yeah, we're getting to the root of the problem little by little. And what we've concluded is what? We're in a world of narcissistic psychopaths, aka the flesh mind. The longer they avoid getting saved, the more they reject Jesus, the more insane they become. And it's all about idolatry and worship of money and stuff and creation instead of creator. And then we got these fake realities, you know, you meet somebody and they say they're saved, and then you come to find out they just know the terminology, they really never got born again, and then you end up in a narcissistic situation, and people don't want to be held accountable, and they think they've already arrived, and nobody's already arrived, so there's no real communication usually in the home or relationships. Most people are just so out of touch with reality, they can't communicate and they can never look in the mirror. And so everybody's in some kind of fake reality bubble until they wake up to the AI flesh mind being a program. And that the transformation process is why you're here. The cut, turn, union, and flow is all about getting you back in the flow with the spirit walk, which down here, the only flow that you can find is take up your cross daily. And so people get married. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, even in the real world, you know, you see people who are fighting every week, and they think, and they're fighting every week, and they say, well, we're going to get married. Well, why would you do that when you're fighting every week? Knock down, drag out, fighting all the time. Why would you marry somebody when you're always fighting? And people don't know their roles or their responsibilities, and everybody wants all the privileges but no responsibility, and everybody's selfish, and everybody's been brainwashed by the system and the music, the media, the TV, the news. It's all of the world. The devil's controlling, brainwashing people, and the national broadcasting system is to broadcast you, to take you down, to broadcast you, turn you into a broad, meaning a low-level person with no brains. And they want to keep you so busy that you can't think for yourself. And then you go home, and the man and the woman have their thing going on, whether she's working or have kids. She's so occupied with the TV and the music and the media and her girlfriends feeding her a bunch of lies. And she's not really surrounded by any spirit-filled people, and he's not either. And everybody's joking and laughing about stupid stuff, and they're like fools. Foolishness all the day. They wake up and they put the hat on, which is like the foolish cartoon hat, and anybody who tells the truth, they have to ostracize and try to kill them and take them out, just like the two witnesses. So it's, you can actually see in Revelation the two witnesses are being mocked by the whole world because they're speaking the truth. That this creation is by God. It's not some evolution that some amoeba came together and created a human. God made Adam. And everybody's all been out of shape over stuff that's not even real. It's not even real. It's a simulated training program. And if somebody starts to dig deep and decode this place to the hill, they have to attack them and defame them and lie about them and try to put some fake identity on them to shut them up, because the devil, the Freemasons and the Jesuits, they want control. They want you in the cult. Every culture is a cult. And so they want to control you and manipulate you and turn you into a battery for the system that is going against God. So every time you lift your hand or your finger to do some work down here, you're actually supporting the demonic system that's against God. Whether you like it or not, that's just the reality of it. You might say you're outside of it, but you're born in it. It's nothing but the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin. So why do you think mankind is making machine man through his computers? He's trying to make a machine man. He's trying to upload the consciousness of man through the metaverse or whatever to turn them into machines. And who knows, they might already be here. You might have robotoids walking around right now. If you talk to some people, you can actually talk to them and watch their mind. They just click. It's like a machine. It's just clicking, click, 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 click. You can look it at their eyes and then they make a decision. It's kind of like a robot already. Instead of being a real human, they're just turning into fake humans and fake personalities and just cliches. I mean, think about McDonald's, have it your way. Think about the Seinfeld show, the sitcoms. It was just one-liners, and now they're using the phone. They use the sitcoms to get you to laugh about stupid stuff, one-liners. Now they're using the phone to get you to scroll the blue screen on the phone to mess with your mind. And it's just continuing. It keeps going, and nobody's awake, and everybody's asleep, and everybody's worried about, I gotta go to the beach, I gotta go to the mountain, I gotta go to the football game, I gotta go to the basketball game. But they don't realize they're under MK Ultra 24/7, 7 days a week. They're the chemicals in the air, and it just goes on. I mean, you could list a thousand things. And so they never do the research, and they never wake up. And you got speed demons on the highway. It's all about them. They could hurt somebody and don't care about nobody but themselves. I just saw that just now. And this is continually insane. It just keeps going and going and going. And the boxes get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah, we can turn the TV on, turn the music on, and just keep hearing the same repeat over and over. And not even realize every moment is a deja vu. Everything, what has been, shall be, and what shall be, has been. There's nothing new under the sun. And it just keeps repeating. And nobody's even waking up to it. A few people are, but most people are just, I mean, if you tell everybody, hey, this is a copy machine, and the narcissist is trying to make a copy of themselves into you, they're trying to project a copy onto you, everybody wants you to be a copy of them, instead of them pointing you to Jesus, or you pointing them to Jesus, everybody's just, be like me, make a copy of me, 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 Acme. Wally Cody, the Acme program, A-C-M-E-A-C, is the sine wave. The sin wave, Antichrist, the sine wave snake is trying to make copies through the drama, through the Draconian system, and nobody's even aware that they're in a copy machine. Instead of being a copy of Jesus, they're just a copy of some corporate speak and some kind of 1984 insanity, and everybody's just going down, 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 and thinking is normal, and those who rise up are abnormal, and they have to kill you. They have to defame you, lie about you, kill you, whatever. And so, as we rise up in this system, this downcasted system, it's just like the prophets, the Babylonian system, the harlot riding the beast, she holds the cup up, the blood of the saints, the blood of the prophets. She's drinking the blood of the saints. In other words, insurance policies. They got to marry you for 10 years to get your insurance. It's all flattery, and it's ridiculous. It's the harlot riding the beast. The whole system is the harlot riding the beast, and they make money off your death, and they make money off your sickness, and there's a death cult, and it's just never ends, and it's just like, wake up, and they try to create, you know, when somebody does wake up, so they put a new skit in, a new set of people, a new script, and they try to start to deceive you with a different person or place or thing or whatever, and it's just nonstop, you know. Her ways lead to hell, you know. All the passerbys, I'm talking about the whole system. Yeah, Proverbs is talking about the Jezebel. But if you look at Proverbs in a deeper way, the wisdom of the world is just nothing but a a Jezebel harlot sitting on her porch, and as all the passerbys go by her porch, they go in and they don't even know that she's taking their soul to hell with her. And so the whole system is the Jezebel system, and it started in Genesis 3 and it ends in Revelation 17:18. And that is the summary of this whole insane experience, and I hope you escape, because it's hard to see. And if they can get you going around the mountain, and get you all tied up in some stress or court system or court program, there, it's just all about to try to get you to kill yourself. If they can get you to kill yourself, they get a kudos from the devil and his magician priest class. And so the magician priest class is always creating a new box, a new lie, fake money, fake food, fake medical, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's all lies.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's all just fake reality. It's just fake. And so once you see the fake reality bubble, while you're in the middle of it, you're walking down here in the middle of it, but you're outside of it because you can see it, and like you're just shaking your head, looking around and saying, oh, this is just a movie. This is just a simulation. The ones who are really saved are going to rise up. The ones who are not are going to be a part of the hive. And so as you look at the hive, you can actually see their game through the fractal lens. And so as you look at the fractal lens of the hive, you can see the game as they're trying to ramp up a new script to try to pull you into the hive. They think resistance is futile. Well, resistance is not futile in Christ, because you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Word of God, and you can see through their game. Read Proverbs, read the whole Bible, but mainly stick in the New Testament until you get that, and then go read some other stuff. Read Leviticus and you'll see the blood covering. So if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, nobody would make it. And so you can feel sorry for these NPCs and try to help them and yank them out, but most of them are so tied to the hive mind, they'll never escape. And that's pretty much, in 12 minutes, the best I can do to kind of wake some new people up. And I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds bizarro land, but it's real and it's happening 24/7. And the magician priest class have created such an illusion from your childhood. In every culture, it's all an illusion to keep every culture in the darkness. Just like the movie Dark City. Go watch the movie Dark City. That's what you're in.